this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the climate summit begins in Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders to rise to this moment Monday, telling them their progress at a U.N. climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved.
And what should give us hope? That this is a turning point. That this is the moment we finally determined we would save our planet. Is the fact that our nations share a sense of urgency about this challenge and a growing realization that it is within our power to do something about it.
The summit participants are trying to reach an agreement on measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Mr. Obama voiced regret Monday to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Turkish shootdown of a Russian jet fighter last week. The two leaders met for 30 minutes on the sidelines of the summit in Paris. The U.S. State Department says it has evidence from its own sources and from Turkey that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syria border last week had violated Turkish airspace. A spokeswoman says Turkey warned the Russian pilots multiple times but received no response. Russia has insisted that the plane never left Syria. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down the jet. Pope Francis ended his African trip. The pontiff's first official visit to Africa took him to three countries. He flew out of the Central African Republic early Monday afternoon after celebrating Mass before a huge gathering at the National Stadium in the capital, Bangui. Earlier at the main mosque in Bangui, the Pope said Christians and Muslims are brothers. This is VOA News. The United States tightened its visa waiver program Monday. In the wake of the Paris terrorist attacks, it added new screening for travelers heading to the U.S. from the 38 countries around the world whose citizens need a visa to enter the country. The International Monetary Fund Monday added China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies. The IMF said that the yuan is qualified to be added to the U.S. dollar, Europe's euro, the Japanese yen, and the British pound, as one of the currencies in the World Organization's special drawing rights grouping. The action takes effect next October. Britons are divided as to whether their nation should join U.S.-led airstrikes against the Islamic State in Syria. British lawmakers are expected to vote on the issue later this week. Philip Walter Wellman reports.
A recent survey shows Europeans generally support more military action against IS, but a sizable opposition exists in Britain, potentially making commitment to increase bombing more difficult for lawmakers. Britain-based pollster YouGov says 59% of the British support airstrikes. VOA surveyed 300 British citizens and found 44% of those questioned believe airstrikes targeting IS in Syria would be in their nation's interest. 36% said they would not be, and the remaining 20% were undecided. Nearly all said the militant group poses a threat to their country, with half saying a military response is the best way to defeat it. Philip Walter Wellman, London.
A Jerusalem court convicted two Israeli youths Monday for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian teenager who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. The court postponed its verdict for a third defendant in the case after the man's lawyer submitted a last-minute insanity defense. The two youths are due to be sentenced in January. The United States has received what are called credible reports of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital within the next 2 days. The government is urging U.S. citizens to exercise great caution if traveling around Kabul. According to an official statement, the leaders of Pakistan and Afghanistan held an extensive exchange Monday in Paris, focusing on the stalled peace process in Afghanistan. The United Nations says overnight attacks on civilians by Ugandan rebels in an eastern border region of the Democratic Republic of Congo has left 24 people dead. U.S. consumers are expected to boost online purchases by 14% Monday as more customers use computers and smartphones to purchase holiday goods offered by retailers. The research group ComScore predicts that e-commerce will hit $70 billion for the holiday season that ends in late December. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.